suddenly it just feels like we're just partners who are just managing life together. Like, that's so boring. Let's have some fun in our marriages and in our relationships. Intentionally planning unique and exciting and different date ideas so that you're not just having fun, but you're actively strengthening your relationship. This is Bold Intentional Life, the podcast for moms who are ready to stop sleepwalking through life. Hi, I'm your host, Jessie Larson, and I know how easy it is to get caught up in the daily grind, running on autopilot, feeling overwhelmed, and wondering if this is all there is. But here, we're about taking back control, realigning with what matters most, and making every moment count. You deserve more than just going through the motions. It's time to step into a life of purpose, balance, and fulfillment, one small, impactful change at a time. Each week, we'll dive into real talk, practical tips, and empowering conversations to help you shift from just getting by to fully showing up for yourself, your family, and your dreams. No more waiting. Your bold, intentional life starts now. Hey, and welcome to the Bold Intentional Life podcast. I'm your host, Jessie, and I'm so excited for this episode. It is one that has been on my mind for a little while, and with it being the month of February, the month of love, Valentine's, all things relationships, we're going to dive into being intentional with your relationships and more specifically with date night. Because have you ever found yourself on Friday night asking your partner, what do you want to do? I don't know. Well, what do you want to do? And you go back and forth with either, I don't know, what do you want to do? Or I don't care, or whatever sounds good to me. And before you know it, you're just grabbing takeout and scrolling Netflix for the 10th week in a row. I get it. Date night ruts happen. Life gets busy. Decision fatigue is so, so real. The last thing you want to do after a busy week is make more decisions and try to be the creative one and come up with something, right? We've already been doing that all week. And even though we love spending time with our partner, we just don't have the energy sometimes to come up with something creative to do. And so we fall back into just that simple going to the same restaurant, ordering the same food, watching the same thing. And before we know it, we're in a rut and life feels pretty boring. And something that I have realized is that we need novelty and that our relationships thrive on novelty. That is a big reason why in the beginning, our relationships seem so fun. It's because everything is new. We're discovering new things. We're discovering each other. We're discovering just everything. There's so much novelty. And so doing new things together, getting out of a date night rut, helps to bring back that spark, that playfulness that is so fun in relationships, and really helps you to grow and strengthen that deep connection that made you fall in love with each other in the first place. So this year, I decided to get super intentional about planning date nights so that we didn't fall back into the same rut of let's just run to the grocery store or let's run to the closest restaurant and just get in because we know there's not a wait. This has been so fun. I have an entire year of intentional dates planned for me and my husband. In fact, I'm going to show it to you. I gifted it for a Christmas gift, and I've got 12 little envelopes here. Here's a little Merry Christmas. If you are just listening, head on over to YouTube if you want to see this. At YouTube. I've got a link down below, or you can just search for me over there at Jessie Larson. Okay, so within this fun little thing that I have is 12 different months, 12 different envelopes with all of the months, and I split them up. So he's got this fun little thing that I was able to gift. How fun is this? A cute little year of dates, like so cheesy, so whatever, but, and each little envelope has a fun little hint on the front. Now you probably can't see this, but January says starting the year off on the right foot. What we are doing for January, except when you listen to this, we will have already done it, is we are going to a foot reflexology spa and having a dedicated like foot massage, leg massage, scalp. It's a whole thing. So excited to do something fun out of our normal routine, and it's really planned. Now, for next month, he doesn't know yet. He gets to open this one up on our next date. So it's like a surprise. So you get like novelty, you get to open it up, and then you have something you're anticipating that you get to look forward to, which is so important in your life and in your marriage and relationship. So you get a surprise, you get something to look forward to, and then you get novelty of trying something new. So for February, the hint is let me sweep you off your feet. Going dancing. We're doing dance lessons, which is going to be so fun. Okay, so let's dive into this. Let's talk way more about how in the heck I am being so intentional this year with my year of date nights and why this does not need to be overwhelming. You guys, this was actually I don't want to say the easiest, but it was super easy and super fun. And I did not do this alone. I had my brainstorm bestie, AI, help me with this. And you might be thinking, hold on, you're having artificial intelligence, AI, a computer, help you with your love life? To which I say, yeah, yes, I am. And I couldn't be more excited about it because we need everything that we have at our disposal to help us to get out of the date night rut, to get out of the stale marriage rut, because a lot of us fall into it. In fact, according to a report by the National Marriage Project, only about half of all couples report going on frequent date nights. Now, I don't even know what they're defining as frequent, but their survey found that 52% of husbands and wives reported that they never go out on a date night or only go out a couple of times a year for special occasions. While 48% did report going out on date nights at least once every month. Here's the kicker, though. The same report showed that the couples who regularly went on date nights were happier in their marriages. Specifically, 83% of wives and 84% of husbands who reported going on regular date nights said that they were very happy in their marriages. So, not only does falling into a routine make things feel stale, but it also has a huge impact on your overall satisfaction of your marriage and of your relationship. So, if we can bump that satisfaction and that happiness up this year, let's do it. And why have I picked novelty as the thing I want to do to boost that? Not only the consistency of having a planned date night shows that I'm putting thought and effort into my marriage, but taking it beyond just making sure I've got a babysitter for Friday night or taking it beyond just the usual thing. Now, if that's what you're doing and you're at least doing that, great, fantastic. You've got consistency down, and that's a win in my book. But here's some of the science behind novelty, why it's so cool, and why new experiences really matter. Okay, so there is research that has shown that a shared participation in something novel or something new and arousing can enhance relationship quality. Think about like the dating shows, like The Bachelor or Love is Blind or any of these things. They always have them going on these like fun, crazy dates. There's a reason beyond just like it's good for TV. Pushing yourself and putting yourself in these new opportunities creates a bond. It creates a shared experience. And there's a reason beyond just like this is good for the cameras that those dating shows do that. Okay. A study published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology found that couples who engaged in exciting activities together, again, reported higher relationship satisfaction. So there's this idea that experiencing new things together increases your feelings of closeness and it really helps to counteract that relationship boredom. I know we've all felt it, right? Especially the longer that we've been married and the more things that we add into our life, like kids and all of their activities and juggling our careers and our calendars. And suddenly it just feels like we're just partners who are just managing life together. And while it's nice to have somebody who's doing life with you, isn't it so much more fun to do fun things, not just who's driving who where and who's picking up what kid and Did we make sure we paid yada yada yada? Like, that's so boring. Let's have some fun in our marriages and in our relationships. So that's exactly what this is. Intentionally planning unique and exciting and different date ideas so that you're not just having fun, but you're actively strengthening your relationship through all these fun things. Like, I love it. So, how exactly did I use ChatGPT to plan this epic year of date nights? Here's how it worked. And stay tuned because I have the entire resource for you as a freebie download that you can grab after this episode. All the prompts you need. So you literally don't even have to think about this. You can just plug it in and save date nights. Okay. So what I did first was just a brain dump. I went on to ChatGPT and just kind of started listing out our interests, things that we loved doing in the past and new things that we wanted to try. And then I started brainstorming with ChatGPT. I asked ChatGPT to help me come up with unique date ideas based on those interests that I brain dumped, and wow, did it deliver. After it delivered, I went through and refined the list, picked the best ones, making sure that they were spread out by season, that we had a good mixture of adventure, of relaxation, fun, and also that we had a good mixture of like cost, right? Because there's a lot of things that were like really cost, not effective, and then some that were very cost effective, right? You can cater your request to ChatGPT to really, really help you. Then, because I was using this as a gift idea, I had ChatGPT come up with some fun puns for each month as a fun way to like gift these dates to my husband so that he's got something fun to look forward to. And then with gifting it, I debated whether or not to have all of the gift or all of the date ideas available to him at once, do them like 3 months at a time, keep them as a total surprise. So we're doing ours like month by month. So he can see what all the puns are and maybe start to like do his detective work and figure it out. But they're mostly kind of a secret, is how I decided to do it. So what are some of the date nights we have planned? Now, I'm gonna make sure he doesn't listen to this episode. He doesn't listen to all of them. Sometimes he'll tune in every now and then. So like I said, for January, we've got the Fika foot reflexology one. I already gave you the teaser for February. I found local. Actually, I didn't find. This is the beauty of this. ChatGPT did all this work for me. I literally told it like where I lived and what I wanted it to do, and it did the work for me. So it found me the dance classes. I didn't have to go to Google. I didn't have to research all of this stuff. It found it for me. It gave me three different ideas. It gave me the websites to go to. I went and clicked on them and was and found like $20 dance classes for like ballroom dancing, which is going to be so fun because then we're going on a cruise and a couples trip later this year that I was like, we will be able to like actually dance together. How fun is that going to be? For March, we're going to do like kind of like a spa thing. So it's I put let's steam things up. We're gonna do like it's getting steamy. We're gonna do like a sauna, steam room, cold plunge kind of thing. April is e-bikes. We're gonna go on an e-bike date around like a fun little island place that we've got around here with us. So as you can see, like these are totally out of like the norm. They're different. They're fun. The dance, like they're gonna give us ways to have conversations. We're going to laugh. We're going to push ourselves out of our comfort zone. I am so excited for this cheesy little thing, right? This cheesy little plastic letter holder container that I picked up from Target is going to change our entire, it's not going to change our entire marriage. It's going to help us strengthen it and have so much fun. I'm so excited. You call the shot, like you guys. Not to like toot my own horn, except and but I won't because it wasn't me, it was ChatGPT. And this is why we use the tools that we have and the technology that we have to help us be more intentional in our life. So if you're thinking, okay, this sounds amazing, but planning a year, a full year of dates seems really intimidating, then just think for next week, think for the month ahead, and use ChatGPT, use AI to help you plan this. So again, I've got the resource below. You can click on it. It'll be sent straight to your email with the prompts that you need to put in, okay? So you don't even have to think. This is going to be so easy for you to be intentional with your date nights and with your marriage. Oh, I love it. I love it so much. We're all going to be so intentional. Okay. So here's how you can create your own. Number one, you're going to make a list of your interests. I wanted to make sure to be like, hey, we absolutely don't want to do this. This is kind of what we love, but we're in a rut. Then you'll ask ChatGPT for a list of ideas based on your list. Again, you'll refine it, schedule it down, and map them out for the year. That has actually been really fun because I can take this, I know what we're doing, and we get to look at the calendar and map it out and be super, super intentional with how we're doing our date nights this year. You can gift it as a fun gift. You could even just plan this like by yourself just so you are ahead of the game so that you don't have to make decisions at the end of the week when you're tired and exhausted. Just at the very beginning of the month, put the little prompt in and say, hey, I need a really fun date night for us. Help me with some ideas. Bada boom, bada bing. There you go. All right. And then follow through. Make sure you put them on the calendar. We were almost going to fail on this. We're actually doing January's date quite literally the last day in January. So make sure that the planning part is the easy. You got to actually go through and execute. So this is me with accountability here that we're going to execute on all of these date nights. Okay. But here's what I love the most about this is mental load. The mental load and the invisible labor has been such a popular word everywhere over the past couple of years, and how much women and moms have just so much on our plates and so much noise and clutter and things going on, and the huge mental load that we are carrying. And we can feel guilt and we can feel, you know, like we're not doing our part with date night or whatever. I love that this helps us to feel so empowered, so intentional, and so just on purpose with showing up for our spouse and for our relationship together without adding to your mental load, right? You get to do all of this planning, be so intentional. And literally, I put this entire year together in probably less than an hour, 100% less than an hour. I sat on the couch, typed in a quick couple of prompts to ChatGPT, and I was amazed at how many fun ideas it came up with for me. And yeah, like it did not add to my mental load and my mental stress. In fact, I have offloaded a ton of that now because I'm not worried about dates. I'm not worried about our relationship. I'm not worried about how in the heck we're going to find time and creative ways to connect this year, because it's done for me. It was done for me before the year even started. This is an incredible, incredible resource for you to be so intentional with your relationship this year. So if you are feeling like you are stuck in a marriage rut or in a date night rut, I hope you will go and you will download this and you will use ChatGPT to help you plan, maybe not an entire year, but at least one intentional date for this next month. And if you do, will you please, please share with me what you are doing for date night? Because even though ChatGPT is giving me love, like a ton of great ideas, I would love to know what you're doing, and I will continue to share mine. I'll put them in our monthly newsletters or our weekly newsletters that go out, but at the end of the month, I'll make sure to always let you guys know what I'm doing for date night and how this year of being intentional with our dates is going. And if you think that this idea is absolutely genius and you've got a friend or bestie or sister or a mom or whoever that you think would really benefit from this, please copy and paste this episode, throw it in a text and send it on over and say, oh my gosh, I have saved date nights for you for this year. You're welcome. Right? Your friend, your mom, your sister, your book club, whoever, they're going to love you for this. And I will love you for it too, because sharing is caring. So let me know what you're doing. Come find me on Instagram. The link is down below. I would love to know what you're doing to make this year fun, meaningful, and creative and intentional in your marriage. And don't forget to head down Grab the free download where you will find the exact prompts that I use to generate my entire year of dates. You can just easily copy and paste and then tweak it for your own relationship. So it includes a simple guide on how to use ChatGPT or any AI tool to help you brainstorm and get unique and personalized date ideas. It has a quick date night generator for you for when you need a last minute date idea. You can just plug in a few little details and let AI do the rest. So to grab it, just head down to the show notes, or you can go to jessielarson.kit, KIT/date night. And I can't wait to see all of the creative dates you go on this year.